This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I saw the tweet. I'm sad to report KSTP TV news anchor Stan Turner passed away Sunday after a three-year battle with cancer. He was 81. He was a mentor to me when he taught at the University of St. Thomas. I had a great visit with him in hospice on Thursday. More to come. That, the tweet from our next guest joining us on the John Chisholm Banker Hotline. That will be none other than Tom Hauser from KSTP joining us here tonight. Tom, I appreciate your time this evening. I just want to just kind of set the table and get your thoughts about Stan Turner because you knew him. I'm just a kid that, you know, growing up in the, you know, early 80s, early to mid 80s, not really knowing and having a full grasp of media, right? Like, you're just a young kid that's in elementary school, middle school, and then you're headed to high school. But you do what we do, right? Like, we watch television and you get to acknowledge and recognize the different people that you see on TV. And Stan Turner was one of those individuals that I would see on Channel 5. And so when I heard about his passing and saw your tweet and saw the story, I wanted to reach out to you to learn a little bit more about Stan Turner, because when you are in this business and you are a broadcaster, especially during that time when those guys were just, I mean, outstanding journalists, not to say that people nowadays aren't outstanding journalists, but it's a different time and we got social media and all this other stuff. But to be a broadcaster for 40 years and to have the connection that you had with him via St. Thomas, tell me a little bit about Stan Turner.
Well, I feel like I'm in a time warp, because when I was at St. Thomas, I took exactly one class in radio and television broadcasting, and it was taught by Stan Turner. And that was way back in 1983. I think you just said when you were in elementary school. Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah, I was born in 73.
Okay. I've got a few years on you then. But when I was in this one class with Stan Turner, I was majoring in print journalism. I wanted to be a newspaper reporter, a newspaper columnist. I love to write. And Stan Turner is the one who said, Tommy — he always called me Tommy — he said, I think you should go into television. A lot of these newspapers, especially the afternoon dailies, were closing down. He said, the future is in television. And through the course of one semester with him, he kind of got me on this path that led me to where I am now, having been at Channel 5 for it'll be 33 years here in just a couple of days, which just happens to be almost the exact amount of time that Stan Turner spent at Hubbard Broadcasting. He was here about 35 years, 34 years, somewhere in that neighborhood. And so I'm so grateful to him for getting me on this path into a career and a job that I love. And it's just so sad that he's gone. And I did get to spend 30 minutes with him when he was in hospice at Our Lady of Peace in St. Paul. Just on Thursday, we had a great 30-minute conversation. I said, Stan, I'll stop back and see you again next week. He said, that'd be great. And then I learned that he passed away on Sunday. So a bit of a surreal time warp for me, but Stan Turner was just a great guy. He was what you saw on television, very authoritative, very knowledgeable, had that great, deeply resonant voice, and just had a great delivery. And I don't know anybody who worked with him, and there are still some people here who worked with him way back when. I've not heard anybody say a negative word about him.
You know, he had a lot of roles: government reporter, associate news director, weekend anchor, weekday co-anchor. So he was extremely talented. What would you say you learned from kind of like watching him in the roles that he had at KSTP that really you take and instill in your line of work to this day, as opposed to when you were a student of his?
Well, remember when Stan Turner was the main anchor here, Channel 5 was a dominant number one in the market for several years, and a lot of that was because of him. He was the one constant. And it's funny, I've told people there's a couple of things that he taught us in class way back in 1983 where that I still think about almost every day when I'm in the newsroom. Number one was he would give us an assignment, a writing assignment to do in class, and he'd tell people to keep on talking, keep making noise. He always said, it's never going to be quiet in a television newsroom. You got to learn to block it all out, focus on what you're writing, focus on what you're doing, and get the job done. I would think about that every time I'm writing a story and it's loud in the newsroom and I'm trying to, you know, get through it. I go, you know, Stan said it would be like this. And it's just little things like that that I think about still to this day, almost every day when I'm on this job.
Yeah. What was did he have a big family? I'm assuming that he probably had a wife, children, and did he have a large family?
Well, I've been in contact with his daughter, Laura. In fact, we're doing a longer story about Stan that I'm going to air on At Issue, my At Issue show this Sunday morning. And so I'm excited about doing a little more in-depth. We're going to try to talk to some other former co-workers of Stan's from, you know, back in the day. And so it's going to be great to take a look back and look back at some of the great vintage video and film that we have unearthed that we will be airing again on At Issue at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning as I do a little bit of a retrospective on Stan and kind of my way of honoring a guy who meant so much to Channel 5 and to me personally in terms of getting me into this business.
I tell you, Tom, first off, I want to thank you for coming on, man. I know that me and you will catch up in the morning because you're going to be on filling in for Vinita Sarkar on the morning news. But I'm appreciative of just, well, first off, me and you get along quite well. And then we always catch up via text or whatever. But I think that we should always continue to honor those people, not just in this business, but specifically in this business that have done phenomenal work, that are amazing people. And that's the reason why I wanted you to come on and talk about Stan, because, you know, I have so many memories about friends of mine that I met when I was a young kid, like Tom Hanneman, you know, and Tom Hanneman meant the world to me. And, you know, him passing away a few years ago really hit me hard. So I just want to say thank you so much, Tom Hauser, for joining us tonight on The Lake Show. We got Twins coming up next, but I'll talk to you in the morning, sir.
Okay, thank you, Henry. We'll talk to you in the morning.
All right, sounds good. That's Tom Hauser from KSTP, Channel 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.